time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Pass that along to driver here now.
Hey, yeah, okay.
Hey, you truck drivers, you better listen to this. Hey, that there was the sheriff on the phone. Seems there's been a wash away on the Canyon Road. Half the highway's been washed out now. I only got half a road now.
Truck get by, Lonnie?
Sheriff says there's just room for two trucks to pass. But it'd be a mighty tight squeeze. Not enough room to pass a piece of paper otherwise. Oh, you fellas better go careful along there, huh?
Okay, Lonnie. You leave us to do the worrying about jockeying the trucks along the canyon road.
Well, don't say you ain't been warned, that's all. There's a drop on the right-hand side of several hundred feet.
Okay, okay.
Who's the guy with the big mouth, Lonnie?
Oh, I don't know, Stan. In his body, driving for the Felixton outfit. Them big blue trucks, all of the Hermansville. You just open up.
Well, if half the canyon road's washed out, he'd best pay more attention to his driving and less to his yapping.
Lord, you boy. Just feeling his way around, I guess. Hey, that's his buddy. That big, sour-faced guy.
Long haul with them two wouldn't be much fun.
Mm-hmm. See, last haul for you and your brother this weekend.
That's right. You know, I'm a bit worried about old Gus. You got this pain in the stomach. Just won't go to a doc like I've been telling.
Stan, you go gray worrying over me, man.
I ain't worrying over you, you big stiff. I'm just worried about who'd spell me on the wheel.
Well, do Brother Paul a heap of good to get out of that office in Hermansville. He always was the studious one.
Yeah, well, don't go running down, old Paul. We're a three-man outfit, and we stayed in business a lot longer than any other of the small combines.
A cup of coffee and cheese on rye. How much do I owe you?
50 cents.
And just your information, bozo. That coffee tasted like mud. Come on, Willis, let's hit the road.
Don't forget about that washaway.
Sure.
Big mouth, big head. You take truck drivers as a whole, and you'll find some pretty decent fellas in amongst them. But there are one or two. Yeah, when you get a bad truck jockey, brother, you get a bad one. Okay, little brother, let's hit the McAdam. Your turn to pay for the chaw.
My spell behind the wheel.
Ah, thanks, Lonnie. Hey, you got some indigestion tablets or something? This stomach of mine is...
Yeah, sure. Try these.
Hey, Gus, come on.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Them's the Mazzini brothers, ain't they?
Yeah, that's right, Philly. They're regular customers of mine. It's three of them. Paul, Stan, and Gus. Paul looks after the office, and Stan and Gus do the driving. They're the happiest gang you ever came across. Real nice guys. Wouldn't harm a fly.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Hey, brother, guess we're making good time. We'll be in Hermansville long before 9.
Hey, you hear me?
Hey, Gus, what's the matter?
Stand at my stomach. Pain. Sudden shooting pains.
Wait till I stop this crazy. Now, where is this pain?
It's just there. Just down there.
You sure?
Yeah. Well?
Appendix. I told you to go see the doc. Yeah, gotta get you to a hospital in a hurry. Nearest one's Hermansville. Yeah, and there ain't a phone within miles. Now, just you hold on, Gus. I'm gonna hit the gas pedal. We'll squeeze this buggy along and have you in hospital next to no time.
Oh, you be careful, Stan. We're coming to the canyon road just after this bend. Don't forget the washaway.
Listen, I was driving when you were still in rompers. Now, just you relax.
Yeah, that washaway will go for miles.
I know.
You just hold on and leave me to the worrying. Everything's going to be all right.
Road. How'd they expect us to drive along only half a road? Ought to pay us danger money.
Quit your griping, will you? Just keep your eyes on the road.
Hey, we got company. There's a gray truck coming on behind. Just look at that crazy guy. Look at him burning up the mechanic back there. Serves him right if he goes over the edge.
Yeah, you better pull over and let him overtake you. Seems like he's in a hurry.
So he wants to get home early. Okay, we all do. Make haste slowly. That's my motto.
I'll let him pass.
Quiet, will you? Think you're on the road or something? Those guys, give me the crates.
Emergency, let me by, will you?
What's he shouting about?
Pull over!
Yapping about something.
Well, maybe we've got a flat tire or something.
No, she's running the sweet as sugar. Guy's just impatient, that's all. Let him choke on my exhaust. He's not the only one that has to use the road. With a jack handle if you don't quit that noise.
Now listen, pull over won't do no.
I ain't pulling over no one.
Well, don't matter now. Truck's slowing down. Guess he's giving up trying to overtake.
That big blue truck. If I ever lay my hands on my dad...
Instead, I can't. The pain.
Okay, kid, take it easy. Stop the truck now. There's no vibration. I could only get help. Listen, Gus, you best try and lie down on the seat here. Gus? Gus, answer me! Gus! Gus! That Felixton truck. If they let me by... Gus. Anything happens... And I'll know whose fault it was.
Well, Doc, how is he?
What's the verdict, Doc? It's going to be all right.
Stan, Paul. Boys, I'm afraid it's bad news.
Let's have it.
Gus is dead.
What?
Go on, Doc.
Ruptured appendix, peritonitis. If you could have got him here just a little sooner, a few minutes even, there would have been a good chance. I did all I could.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, Doc. We're grateful.
I could have got him here sooner. I could have got him here at least a half hour sooner.
Then why?
Because there was a truck on the canyon road.
Okay, Stan.
Yeah,
I said okay. Just keep quiet.
No need for me to tell you how sorry I am, boys. This would be a big blow to you, such a close-knit family, even after your parents died.
Gus was the youngest. Gus never done no one any harm.
You look after things, Doc?
Of course. You boys ought to go away for a while. Take a rest till you get over all this.
No, we can't go away, Doc. Gotta keep that truck rolling.
Yeah. And with only me driving.
There isn't only gonna be you driving, Stan. You forgetting I taught both you and Gus how to jockey a truck? And that paperwork will have to go by the board for the time being. Get a girl in to look after the office, and I'll come along with you. Spell and spell about it. Well, I won't take up no more of your time, Doc. Thanks again.
Take care of yourselves, boys.
You should let me tell the doc about that blue truck, Paul. Those guys deserve
it. That blue truck killed Gus.
Yeah. Yeah, you done right it did. If they'd only pulled over. That was the canyon road, Paul. Half it had been washed away, and they just sat right in the crown of the road. I hooted at him. I shot it. That Felixton truck killed Gus just as though they'd stuck a knife in his back.
They just started the run, huh?
That's what Lonnie reckoned.
Well, I want to meet those fellas. I want to meet them real bad.
I'll break their necks.
No, you won't.
What? Who says I won't?
I do. You're not even going to mention Gus's death to him, do you hear, Stan? Not even a whisper. They've got to be made to suffer, really suffer. They've got to know what it feels like to be caught up in a situation like that. And I'm going to be the one to show them.
Stan, we
You got my deepest sympathy, both of you.
Thanks, Lonnie, but all that don't bring Gus back to us.
Is this the only phone you got in the place, Lonnie?
Oh, it sure is, Bob. Man, that's the only phone for miles around here.
That's what I figured.
Hey, where are you going?
Lonnie, this here's a 10-spot note. Guess that'll cover the cost of the damage.
Well, sure, but
where's another 10-spot. You want to know how you can earn it?
Yeah.
Simple. All you got to do is go in your back room, lock the door, and stay there for an hour.
Huh?
$10, Lonnie.
Oh, man, you got yourself a deal. You going to look after the police?
Yeah, Lonnie. Me and Paul will look after the customers. Just don't ask any questions. Take your $20 and go, huh?
Yeah, surely will. I don't want no trouble here. No more than $20 worth, anyway.
There won't be no trouble, Lonnie. That'll be there. Get everything straight, Sam.
Yep.
Let's not have anything go wrong, huh? Hand me that spare apron.
Okay, let's have some coffee and chow.
Yeah, make a fresh pot.
I don't want none of that mud you dish up to your regulars. Hey, where's Lonnie?
Oh, he's sick. I'm his cousin from Hermansville. Taking over for him till he's on his feet again.
Okay, well, hurry it up, Blood. We want to be on our way soon.
On your way? Oh, sure. We'll get you on your way soon enough.
Coffee and cheeseburgers. Just hurry it along, huh?
You guys been on the road a long time?
7 hours. Holding from Wigan into Hermansville.
Hey, that's quite a pull. Well, it's been hot today, too, huh?
Yeah, like driving a furnace.
Truck jockeying certainly can make you suffer, all right.
Yeah. Hey, that's your truck outside?
Uh-huh.
Seems I've seen that gray outfit somewhere before.
Oh, we use the canyon road quite a bit. Say, I bet you guys have got a thirst on you, huh?
You could say that again.
No, just the thing for you.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah?
Look under the counter down there by the coffee urn. You see a big stone demijohn?
Yep.
Lift it up here, will you? And give us 2 mugs.
That's Lonnie's private store of Applejack.
Applejack?
I guess you'll both be new to the district, huh? Well, man, Lonnie's Applejack's famous here in the mountains. Of course, it's got a kick like a mule, but, oh, man, it hits the spot.
Yeah. Well, say, give me some of that.
Yeah, me too. I want something to wash the dust out of my mouth.
Well, drink hearty. It's on the house.
Uh-huh. Hey. What's in that stuff? It burns.
My water.
It's the spot, huh?
Hey, wait a minute, Stan. Are you sure that stuff is Lonnie's Applejack?
Well, a stone jar under the counter. He always keeps it there.
Yeah, well, there's another stone jar down here. This one's got a label on it. Yeah, it says this here's the Applejack.
Huh? Well, what's that we just drunk?
Well, it's got a label on this one, too. Does it say,
Guido?
Guido?
Guido, what the heck?
Just a minute. Guido, an effective weed killer. Caution, used with extreme care, highly poisonous.
Weed killer? Hey, we've been poisoned.
Yeah, we've been poisoned.
Why?
Now, wait a minute. Just let's see what else it says on the label.
In case of Guido having been taken inadvertently, it should be noted that the toxic effect of Guido commences some 90 minutes after it has been taken. Immediate medical aid should be called and an alkali antidote should be administered by a doctor.
A doctor? Hey, come on, Willis. We gotta get a hold of a doctor.
That's the phone.
Yeah. Ring through for an ambulance, quick.
Hey, this phone's been torn from the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A bit of a ruckus in here earlier. A phone got knocked down.
Hey, look, we gotta get help. We've been poisoned.
Well, you'd make Hermansville inside 90 minutes.
Yeah, straight along the canyon road. Just keep your foot down the accelerator. You'll make it okay.
I'll go ahead and make sure the road's clear. I'm gonna die.
No, we'll make it all right. Come on, we're wasting time.
Wait till I get my apron off. I'll come along with you. One of you might black out at the wheel.
that happens, then I can take over.
Yeah. You come too.
Yeah, it's lucky for you, it's the quiet part of the day. Wouldn't imagine a soul would be traveling along the canyon road at this time.
Come on, you crummy heap.
Seems to me you got some trouble under the bonnet. I'll take a look and see.
Well, haven't you got a car?
Yeah, but a gearbox is out of it, unfortunately.
Hey, you see the trouble?
Yeah. Fuel line's been cut. Take a while to fix it.
We don't have time.
Fuel line cut? How on earth could that happen?
It'll take about 10 minutes to fix, I reckon. But you got time. You'd make Kerman's villain side 70 minutes, given a clear run through.
Well, okay, let's get busy.
Better take it easy past here. We turned in the canyon road now.
Yeah, I know. And half of it's washed away. Well, that don't worry me none. I'm going to keep my foot down on the throttle.
Hey, look up there. That great truck.
Hmm?
He's driving right in the crown of the road.
Well, I'll blast him over.
Hey, move over. Emergency. Move over. Let me pass, will you?
What's the matter with you? I got the road or
something. Hey, what's the guy playing at?
Hey, move over. Move over. This is an emergency. Move over. Let us come by.
Hey, Jerry.
Hmm?
Stopping right in the middle of the road. We can't pass him.
I'll break his neck.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, you. Ship that truck and hurry it up. This is an emergency, you hear? You ship that truck.
Jerry, I recognize the truck now. The gray one trying to pass us in this same spot a couple of weeks back. You remember?
Well, what's that going to do with anything?
That was an emergency, too, Jerry. There was a boy dying in that gray truck.
What?
Yeah, a young guy called Gus, to be exact. Our brother.
Oh, that's too bad, and I'm sorry. But you ought to get that truck out of the way, or I'll...
You'll do nothing, Jerry, you nor Willis. You feeling any pains in your stomach yet? Gnawing pains? Well, you're both in a weakened condition already. We can knock you down with one arm tied behind our backs. Now, that truck is staying where it is.
Oh, listen, the poison, it's...
Yeah, you're getting panicky, huh? Yeah, well, so was Stan there. He was getting panicky because there was your truck hugging the crown of the road and he couldn't get by.
I hooted away just like you did, Jerry. Yeah, and I shouted, too. Shouted just like you did. But the driver took no notice.
Okay. So he didn't know.
But Gus is dead, Jerry. Now,
listen, fellas. Jerry was driving, not me. I shouldn't have to suffer on account of what he did. Get me to hospital, eh, fellas?
We got Gus to a hospital, too. But it was too late. Now, Doc reckoned that just a few minutes earlier and it'd have been able to save Gus's life.
A few minutes. Can you imagine that?
I'd have been able to get in there in time, too. If it hadn't been for this truck hugging the crown of the road and not letting me move past. That was an emergency.
How does it feel, Jerry? Bad, huh? Pain's there yet? No?
Yeah, I got a pain. I got a bad pain.
Gus was in pain all the time.
11 more miles to Hermansville. Not a house between there and here.
Maybe you better start walking it.
Look, we never make it in time.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
Oh, look, I'll do anything, only...
You better start walking. You don't know how lucky you might be. You might even see someone driving along. Might even flag yourself a lift.
And that truck of ours stays where it is. And you can't drive past it.
You murderous. That's what you are. You murderous.
Just like you, huh?
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, they found these two fellas lying at the side of the road some 4 miles out of Hermanstown. Oh, man.
Say, were they dead?
Oh, no, but they were mighty sick. Yeah, you know, it seems they'd taken an overdose or something or other. Doc said it was bicarbonate of soda. Yeah, man, they were sick. And down the road, quite a spell was their truck. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with it. Just pulled in at the side when a key still in the ignition.
Didn't they say what the trouble was? Didn't they tell what happened?
No, they wouldn't say a thing. Doc fixed them up and they hightailed it out of town. You know what? No one's ever seen it since. It's a strange thing. You know, it was the afternoon the Massini brothers came in and paid me $20 to go lock myself in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all I did was yank the phone off the wall. Well, that's little enough damage for $20.
Yeah, you know, I heard tell they'd gone a bit strange after the death of the youngest brother.
Yeah. Oh, I found these two stone demijohns. This one here, marked Applejack, is full of clear water.
Yeah?
And this other one here with the label torn off it. Yeah, some strange concoction inside it. I got Halliday, the chemist, to taste it. You know what he said it was?
What?
A strong mixture of bicarbonate of soda.
Bicarbonate?
Yeah, can you meet that? Don't make sense to us.
Sure don't.
Them guys with the stomach full of the stuff. I mean, with a big demijohn of it right here. Yeah. Them two fellas were in a sorry condition, all right. You know, they were jabbering like they were going to die. They just passed out with tea, so the doc reckons.
Say, I wonder what the Massini brothers did that afternoon up here at the cabby.
Oh, well, they didn't make no trouble, that's for sure. Nice a pair of guys you couldn't meet. Wouldn't harm a fly. Either of them.
Time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.